You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Friday, May 23rd. A measure to renew a levy for jail operations in Columbia County appears to be passing with ease. The four-year tax levy had more than 60% of the vote following preliminary election results released this week. Voters approved prior levies in 2014, 2017, and 2020. The new levy charges 57 cents per 1,000 of assessed value for another 4 years. If the levy had not been renewed, officials say the Columbia County Jail would have faced significant operational challenges. Options to balance the budget ranged from reducing the number of local beds available to closing the facility entirely. To see results from Oregon's special election, go to results.oregonvotes.gov. Tillamook County Commissioner Paul Fournier is looking to build support for a permanent fix to address two active slides along Highway 6. A landslide late last year caused significant damage to Highway 6 near mile marker 35 at the Washington-Tillamook County border. Fournier says he's concerned a major storm could knock the roadway out for months, a situation he feels both Tillamook and Washington counties should be prepared for. The section of the highway crossing through a pass in the coastal range between mile markers 31 and 37 was constructed during the Great Depression on unstable slopes and is prone to landslides. The Oregon Department of Transportation is looking at long-term solutions for that section, but currently the funding isn't there. Right now, there are $30 million in other projects already scheduled for Highway 6 over the next 3 years. Fournier says he would like to see some of that funding diverted for the active slide area. He's also floated the idea of building a smaller scenic road through that area of the forest as a backup road. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. People showing up for hearings at the Seattle Immigration Court this week are facing something new. Federal immigration agents are also there and have arrested several people leaving the courtroom. New guidelines in January authorize ICE to make arrests at courthouses and also to fast-track the removal of anyone in the country less than 2 years. Immigration attorney Sonia Rodriguez was at the courthouse while more arrests happened Wednesday.
They were here yesterday, they're here today. It sounds like they're going to be here tomorrow, probably ongoing. We don't know yet.
Rodriguez says these arrests appear to be happening after a government attorney moves to dismiss someone's deportation case. If they don't object or appeal it, recently arrived immigrants can face expedited removal, and their deportation case will not go before a judge through the usual process. Attorneys worry the ICE presence will scare people away from their hearings. That could lead the judge to rule to deport someone because they didn't show up at court. At a meeting last week, the Pacific County Commission voted unanimously to acquire a building in downtown South Bend for $2.5 million. The building is next to the Dollar General on Robert Bush Drive and currently houses Thorbeck's Athletics Club and the Washington State Department of Social and Health Services. Pacific County is considering using the building for a potential merge of the Department of Public Works and the Department of Community Development into one location. But County Commissioner Lisa Olson says the Department of Social and Health Services still has over 2 years left on their leases. The acquisition of the building comes just after the stalling of a remodel project at the Pacific County Courthouse and Pacific County Public Safety Building. County Chief Administrative Officer Paul Plackinger disclosed at a meeting earlier this month that the county had spent all the allotted funds for that project. Pacific County has stowed away millions of dollars it had received through the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, which provided funding to help the economy recover from the pandemic. Agencies had until late last year to allocate the funding and had until 2026 to use it up. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. Homeowners insurance is getting more expensive and harder to keep. One of the most important causes in the region is climate change-fueled wildfires. Recent federal data shows non-renewals spiraling in many places and annual premiums jumping hundreds of dollars from one year to the next. For example, in Oregon's Josephine County, non-renewal rates more than doubled in 5 years. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse takes us to a rural Idaho community that's been particularly hard hit.
It's an unseasonably warm spring weekday in the rural Idaho town of Crouch, an hour drive north of the capital of Boise. Cars pass slowly by the Dirty Shame, a popular restaurant and watering hole. The middle fork of the Payette River meanders a few hundred yards away, just shy of where it meets the main branch in the stunning Garden Valley. High and thick mountains rise many hundreds of feet in all directions.
What a beautiful day to come to Crouch.
Yeah.
I'm there to meet Sandy Nabefeld and her husband Dave, both in their 70s. Sitting in the shade on the bar's front porch, Sandy, a former Boise nurse, explains they bought a lot nearby in 1990.
Thinking that after we retired, we would come up to Garden Valley and make that our home.
For several decades, their property was insured without issue. But then, 5 or so years ago, they received notice that their policy would not be renewed.
It was shocking. It was like, oh my God, all of our investment here in this house. What are we going to do, Dave?
The first emotion is anger. So why can they do this to us, you know? We paid our bills on time for years and years.
They say their insurer told them the decision was based on wildfire danger in the area. With the help of an independent agent, the couple found a new policy, this time with auto owners. But in June 2023, another letter came.
You are hereby notified in accordance with the terms and conditions of the above reference policy that the insurance provided by such policy will cease.
The letter explained auto owners was also trying to reduce its wildfire exposure. A company spokesperson did not respond to a list of questions regarding the cancellation.
I wanted to deck somebody.
For a second time, they turned to their insurance agent and found a third policy. But after two non-renewals,
I'm afraid, you know, that I'm going to get a third letter.
More and more such letters have been arriving in surrounding Boise County. In 2023, nearly 1 in 30 policies were not renewed, the highest rate in the state, and triple what it was in 2018. Colorado, Montana, New Mexico, and Wyoming all have multiple counties whose rates at least tripled. That's according to data released by the U.S. Senate late last year as a part of a probe into what it called the climate change-driven homeowners insurance crisis. A major recent analysis from the U.S. Treasury's Federal Insurance Office found that the West had some of the sharpest premium jumps. The FIO identified several key factors behind these trends, including rising rebuilding costs, continued development in high-risk areas, and increasingly common and severe climate-fueled disasters like wildfires.
They should be very worried.
And not just rural Boise County residents like Sandy and Dave, says Idaho Insurance Commissioner Dean Cameron.
We're hearing those kind of complaints from all over.
And if nothing is done to address it,
it will continue to spiral in the wrong direction. And the spiral gets wider and wider.
The retirement home that Sandy and Dave dreamed into being is a stately log structure, a short walk from the Terrace Lakes Resort's 18th fairway. Dave built it with the help of two others.
How many hours did you personally put into building this home?
Thousands.
The retired Boise firefighter has taken a number of measures to keep the home safe. It has a metal roof, and drain rock forms a non-combustible ring around the structure. There's a fire hydrant up front.
And there's another one on the back.
It's
got 100, I got 100 pounds of pressure.
Insurance or no, the couple intends to live out their remaining years in the home.
You have to prepare yourself.
And if the flaming front ever comes, he says he's ready to do whatever it takes to protect it. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The Tillicum Foundation Board of Directors, the governing body of KMUN, meets next Wednesday, May 28th at 5 p.m., in person at the Tillicum House and also on Zoom. This is an open meeting and the public is invited to attend. Visit kmun.org/Tillicum Foundation for more information. The KMUN News Department will be taking off the Memorial Day holiday, so you will hear only NPR play next Monday and Tuesday mornings and evenings. We will be back with local and regional news and the Ship Report on Wednesday. You are listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org.